Time now for our League of Women Voters feature, and it's been way too long. We've got Cheryl Wrighton in our studios this morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Morning.
So you're not here in a university capacity this morning.
No.
You are here in the capacity of an author and a playwright and a woman who just finished a screenplay.
That's right. I mean,
I'm going to have that microphone bronzed.
I can hardly believe it myself.
That is amazing.
And, you know, the story started in the 60s when a phenomenal woman named Sue Sojourner, at the time she was named Sue Lorenzi, went to Mississippi and worked with the right to vote, the civil rights movement, on helping Mississippi black people get the right to vote. And so that's where the story starts. Sue and I wrote a book about that that moment in time called Thunder of Freedom. And someone's done a documentary about it that just showed on the Smithsonian channel. And now I've written a screenplay, and we're going to have a performance here in Duluth in two months, May 26th and 28th.
It's going to be a Reader's Theater performance, and Reader's Theater is an extremely powerful way. It can be ludicrously funny, and it can be extremely powerful and very gripping way of communicating a script without any distractions of costume or set or even movement.
That's right.
You sit as the audience and you listen to the words, and yet it's a different experience. I hate to say it, even than radio, because being there with the folks and that whole idea of everyone in that space sharing, as you mentioned, that moment in time, it's very, very powerful.
Emphasis on the dialogue.
Definitely. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what it's about, but I want you to mention this now, and then I want you to mention it again at the end before we're done. You are looking for some readers. Have you cast any parts already?
Actually, we have cast two parts, and it is the singers. So the story is the story of a woman named Callie, and she's assaulted by a white police officer. And after she's assaulted, she's in Mississippi, sees injustice all around her, but she is trying to stay away from it and just, you know, lay low. But a police officer goes after her, and after that, she's like, I'm done. I'm fighting. I'm in. And she joins the civil rights movement. And I'll be the spoiler, they elect the first black to the Mississippi legislature. And so it's a historic, it's a true story, it's historic. The two people that I've cast are singers. This character is a singer. She sings freedom songs, she sings in her church. And so two phenomenal women, Melita and Takia, will be performing songs, like four songs throughout the thing. That's it. We've got parts for a lot of Mississippi-like folks, a lot of people of color. And we've got four parts for a white sheriff, the badass, mean deputy that assaults the character Callie, a plantation owner, and Sue.
Is Sue going to play herself? Now, she has done some readings from
Sue's
the
not.
Book.
Sue's,
but she's not going to play 50 herself.
50 years later. Sue in this moment is just out of college.
All right.
Yeah.
So some parts in a variety of ages, and also, as you mentioned, some parts for people of color.
Yeah.
So we're really encouraging folks who know folks who know folks to spread the word and get that word out, and we'll give some contact information when we're done. Why did you decide to do a Reader's Theater performance, and where is this going to be held now?
It's at Teatro Zucconi,
okay.
May 26th and 28th. That's a Tuesday and Thursday, the end of May.
Okay.
Let's see. The why did I starts a long time ago. It starts in 2008 when I heard Sue read her diary entries. And I realized no one has told this story. And this is important. And we had support when we started writing. We had support from congressmen, senators, Washington, D.C., saying this has to be written. No one has told this story. Because it's a little town, and nobody in that little town, it would be, not to knock any writers that might live in Brimson, but it would be like... Okay. a story that came out of Brinson, Minnesota, and there wasn't any writer that could put words to it, so put it on paper. So anyway, why did I? Because it needed to be told. That's why we did the book. Why did I do the screenplay? Because I could not sleep until no one else is going to do a screenplay on a remote history book. Somebody had to do it, and it was kind of like I got hit by a bolt of lightning. You've got to do it. Why Readers Theater? Because it will help the screenplay, and that's why people do
it.
Is
the Readers Theater excerpted from the screenplay then?
Yes. Okay. It's about half. It's the big moments.
Okay.
The Sundance, Los Angeles Film Festival, I can't remember the name of...
It'll come to
anyway,
you.
Big famous film festivals, all of them have Readers Theater because it's a way to test your script. For those who are interested or know somebody who might be a great person to be a participant in Readers Theater, I just need to say, no memorizing. You get to read the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Two performances, two rehearsals. So it's easy. Also, it's going to be a suggested donation of $10, and all the funds go to the Clayton Jackson McGee committee, the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial. It's a benefit for them. It's going to help us fine-tune the screenplay, but it's a benefit for... that fabulous group that does so much for Duluth.
So it's a win-win-win. A very worthy memorial and committee, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. nonprofit, gets a little infusion of cash. You get to fine-tune your screenplay, and the audience gets a wonderful couple of evenings of theater.
We're hoping to perform it in a school during that same time. It's the last week of school in Duluth Public Schools, so we'll hope to get that lined up too.
Cheryl, it sounds great. Now, if we want to send people your way who are interested in the Readers Theater, maybe taking part, what would you recommend for contact information? Where should we send people?
It's me only.
All right.
Well, right now. So, but I'll just give you my email, and it's Cheryl Wrighton @hotmail.com.
Oh, all right. And we'll get it up on the web so that folks will be easy to find you. Cheryl, thanks so much for coming in this morning. It's always good to talk to you. Cheryl Wrighton, our guest this morning, is part of our League of Women Voters feature right here on 103.3 KUMD.